John chapter 1. A couple things. I want to say two quick things, and then I'll get into what we're going to. It is a lot of times church. And what we like to say about church and the things that we like to give people when we call ourselves ministering to them, or what we say, are opinions. A lot of stuff you come up with is opinion. Let me tell you something about opinions. You can always develop an opinion from truth, right? But you can't always develop truth from an opinion. I'm going to say it again. You can always develop an opinion from truth, but you can't always develop truth from an opinion. How you feel about it. This is what I think. Nobody asks you what you think. What's the mind of Christ? Well, this is what I would do. Ain't nobody asks you what you do. What would? Pardon the pun, right? And so the essence of everything is finding, but I'm going to take you to the next level, because I understand something about Jesus, and understanding about Jesus just like an understanding about apostle. Understanding about apostle just like an understanding about ministering to people. When you're dealing with a lot of people, and if y'all catch this and you understand this, then you'll understand the next level to how you approach this thing. I understand that when I'm in the nursery, the little kids, then I got my little nephews running down the hall right now. Y'all probably been seeing them running down the hall, right? My little nephews, well, I talk to them a certain way. Come here, Jonathan. And he the young one with the hair, the curly hair, right? Come here, man. So he about to give me five. So he dabbed me up. He reached the wrong hand. I said, don't give me that hand, because I'm trying to teach him how to shake hands, right? But I'm not saying, boy, don't give me, no. Young kid. Then I said, I shake everybody's hand in the room. And I'm talking to them a certain way. When they're younger, got my little niece, Kaylin, and my other little nephew, DJ, right? So I'm talking to DJ. DJ ain't saying no words. So I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with me, but I'm talking to him like I need to talk to him. But y'all know we look real crazy when we be talking to them babies. Yeah. Come on, from the outside looking at your boy. Next time you get a chance, right, somebody sitting there talking to the baby, just sit there and look at them. And be like, man, you're going to be like, man, what is wrong with you, right? Like, why are you acting like that? But there's a certain way to talk to a baby. Right? And I mean, it's a baby. So the baby don't understand. So I have to talk in a way. I have to do things in a way babies are very good at mimicking. So now I did like this the other day, and DJ was doing like that, trying to snap, right? Because it's a different mode of communication. Well, I learned you talk to the level like the level need to be talked to. I know how to do the church thing. Blessed and highly favored. How you doing today? I'm blessed and highly favored. God is on my side. Oh, y'all know, come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all don't want to hear me right now, because y'all be saying that stuff, right? I know how to, I'm church. I got a PhD in church. All right, so I know how to talk that jargon, but I also know how to talk to them street boys when I'm talking to them, right? Because I just know when the jargon got to be the jargon. I know you don't understand some of this other stuff. You don't understand what this all is. So I got to break it down and talk to you like you talk, right? I got to communicate, but the measure, this is what I'm saying. The Bible says the measure you meet, it'll be measured unto you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It's the measure that you meet. It's whatever, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man, that shall he also reap. Now you're thinking about sowing, and praise the Lord, it works for that too. But what kind of, what revelation level are you sowing? Yeah. All right. And then the scripture also says, he told a man, do you believe I can do this? He said, yeah, well, be it unto you according to your faith. This is what I'm saying. He always throws the ball in your court. Now, listen to what I'm trying to say. Then I'm gonna get to somewhere in a minute. Now, I'm still talking about what I said at the beginning, truth, right? Now, I'm going to say it a certain way, then I'm going to say it another way, all right? But I noticed that Jesus, just like I know some Jesus, I know sometimes when I minister, right? They talked in a certain way because the revelation level wasn't there. I literally heard an apostle talk one time. He preaching in church, And I heard him say something. He was about to go somewhere, boy, and he lined it up. And I'm not. Nobody cares. I'm not saying I'm all deep, but nobody cares. I know where I'm at, right? And I was lined up, so I was like, "Oh, here we go, slam dunk. We about to go over here. Get it. Tell him who we are." And he was like, he got right there, and then he didn't say. He said something else because Google Gaga couldn't handle it. Google Gaga needed some milk. Bible talks about that milk and meat. Google Gaga needed, because I minister sometimes in service and say something. I know it's God-ordained truth. And I showed you right in the scripture, they can't handle it. I'll never forget the apostle said, "I am money." And people, I'm literally choked. I literally heard the crowd choke. They were like, "I am blessed. I am favored. I am," he said, "I am money." He said, "I literally heard them. Some of y'all probably know. Because Google Gaga can't handle it. So I saw Jesus, and Jesus was talking. He said, "The kingdom of God is like," or "the kingdom of God is like this." And he would always give these parables because he had to speak according to the language that the people understood and speak according to the level. You know, disciples never really picked it up. Disciples kept on asking, "How are we going to know the way?" Right. I just told you. Right. He said, "Well, who's going to be the greatest among us?" I told you it wasn't about y'all.
Right.
Teach us how to pray. "Well, our Father, what are you doing?" You still don't know that it ain't about you.
Right. That's good, sir.
These are people walking with the man. Google Gaga. Wow. So now Jesus wanted and wants to tell you so much more. But because of the measure that you meeting, you only receiving so much. I'll never forget when I decided to change my mind. Read y'all book. Living by the book? I read the book. It's a good book. It's a really good book. It really blessed my life. I hadn't gone into it much, but it really blessed my life. But he says, in the book he says, you read the Bible for the love story that it is. Right? Kill all that about what the Bible is in your old religious ways. Instructions, yeah, they got some instructions in there, but you can't relegate it to just instructions. Kill all that about all these limiting that you put on the Bible. You limit it, so it never unfolds. Because you approach it in a limited mindset. Are y'all listening to me? But I never forget the time that I changed my mind. There's another part in the book, in the book where it says there's different ways. Sometimes you read the Bible, sometimes it feels like shredded wheat. Yeah, did y'all read that part? Y'all ain't been reading y'all book. Y'all ain't been reading y'all book. I'm gonna make sure y'all read y'all book. Shredded wheat. You know, y'all what shredded wheat is, right? I do it because it's good for me, but I eat it because like Brussels sprouts. Who don't like Brussels sprouts? Whatever it is that you don't like that's good for you, I'm gonna do it. But I hold my nose and take it, right? I don't like, right? But then he said it'll become strawberries and cream. Now strawberries may not be your thing, so whatever your thing is, right? Whatever your thing is, that your go-to dessert, it'll become like that to the point to where nobody has to tell you to go do it. They can't pull you away from it. It's amazing how they always have to tell us to go exercise and eat right. But nobody has to tell us to get ice cream.
Right.
Y'all know that. Ain't nobody ever got to tell me to go get no black bread cobbler, Lord. Jesus, ain't nobody never got to go tell me. Because it's just I have an innate revelation in my heart that is built in.
Yes, sir.
That when it's time, it's time.
Right.
Y'all get that?
Yes.
It's something in my system. I know it's a bad. But it's something that's in my system. Something that has caught my taste buds. Uh-oh. Something that struck a chord on the inside of me that made me drawn to that. Caught that appetite. Caught that flavor. Now, because of how we've approached and how we've been taught to approach over the years, just tradition and religion, and what we were told that it is, and you better do the right thing and follow the word. And don't you deter away from the word and the way it was presented over the years.
Right. Right. Yes, sir.
It's become cardboard. I know I got to eat it, but I know I need to read. Then you start feeling guilty if you don't. Right. Amen. Come on. Come on. I ain't read it. Oh, Lord. Now you're punishing yourself. Now the devil didn't condemn you. Right. You're condemning yourself. The Lord ain't going to tell me nothing today. He not going to talk. I ain't read my 14 scriptures today. And I, right? And training is good. Right? But the training, right, is for you to get you in a position where it becomes lifestyle. Don't ever forget that. Training is always trying to develop lifestyle in you. Are y'all hearing me? So now here we are. And I'll never forget, I come up, young PK. Not just any old PK. I'm a AK. Right, that's a different thing. All right, Apostle Kid, right? That's a AK. I like that one. I'm gonna put that one on my phone. K33. All right. AK. All right. So I got that. I got that one. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So that's a little different thing. So I'm coming up, and I'm learning these Bible scriptures, and you ain't reading enough. You ain't studied enough. You ain't praying enough. I still get that today. Hey, you need to read a little bit more. You need to study a little more. I take my lick because I always know you're pushing me further in. I don't care what revelation I got yesterday. That was yesterday. So you need to, and so I come up like that. And so, I was like, you go, young man, you're like, man, golly, I got to read that much. I don't think I'm never going to get there. Like, I'm never. Then not only was it that, but then my example in front of me was doing it like clockwork. He missed no days. Many of us couldn't sit down with Apostle. I'm not trying to be smoking glitter in the air spiritual right now. All right? Not for the glory to come down and sit on the table. Because you realize when you sit at the table, the glory sat down at the table, but that's another conversation. All right. But a lot of times you wouldn't be able to sit there because you can't handle the transition. Because I sit there with him and we'll be talking about basketball. I'm really literally talking about basketball and we're having a good time. He's saying stuff, I'm saying stuff. We really talking about basketball. And before you know it, some kind of way we got from the NBA Finals to Jesus. It's just right back to, it's not a try, it's not a tall, it's not trying to be deep, it's not trying to be spiritual, it's just in there. And so my example, we sit at the table, we talking about what went on to school, da 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 da. He said, the Lord told me, and we gone. But it wasn't, you got to find yourself. See, it wasn't rehearsed or tried or pressed. Is who he was, who he is. So now that example is in front of me, and I'm like, Lord, I don't never know if I'm going all the time. Well, I like video games. I like watching the game. Yeah, I like at the time cartoons. I like, what are we doing? I like going to the movies, and I like listening to music, and I like, what are we? Come on, Jesus. There's a particular verse that I really didn't get until I started teaching this class in Ephesians 4, and it says that we be no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, right? But then starts talking about that we grow up into him. And I just skipped over it so much, and I didn't realize maturity, right? And the apostle been talking about that in the recent sermon, maturity, that I grow up, but not just grow up, because see, we grow up. I'm bigger than I was when I was a little kid. I'm a grown man, per se, right? But I'm talking about maturing in Christ. Grow up, and he made it specific, into him, in all things. Are y'all hearing me? And there's a maturing that happens. I can't tell you which prayer it was, because I would like to say if you pray 365 times, then 366 is going to be the one that's going to do it for you. But I can't really, there's no formula for that. I can't tell you if you do it 21 days, it's going to be real to you. I know they say everything you do 21 days become, but I can't promise you that. Because I don't know what that number is. Right? I don't know how many days in a row of scripture you have to read for you to, like, I don't know what that number is. Right? But I do know that there is a moment, if you keep your head in the water, there's a moment you'll die.
Yes, sir.
You keep your head under the water.
Right.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
If you keep your head under the water, there's a moment that you'll expire.
Right. Yeah.
If you keep your head, that's powerful, Holy Ghost, thank you. If you keep your head under the water, there's a moment that you'll breathe everything out that you have. And ain't nothing gonna make you live after that but the resurrection.
Yeah.
The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells well. All right, but you got to die. It's powerful, boy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm gonna go back and listen to it too. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody say thank you, Holy Ghost. And let me teach y'all something about gratitude for a quick second. See, gratitude, attitude, I don't be rhyming and rapping or whatever, but gratitude, it causes a certain, it's an attitude,
yeah.
But it's you being thankful for what already is.
Yeah, that's right.
See, you're already done. But when I say thank you, Holy Spirit, see, that revelation just now is already mine.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine after I said it.
Okay.
It was already mine, but He allowed, oh, wow. He allowed me to say it so I can hear it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, that's good.
It's the man. It came out. And now I can hear it. Now, oh, I got that, all right, right? Like, I keep my head in the water long enough. We ain't going to forget that one, right? If I keep my head in the water long enough, I'll expire. The only thing that gives me up is the resurrection. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells. So what does that mean to keep your head under the water? What does that mean to stay under the water? It's powerful, ain't it?
Yeah.
Stay under the water. Everything else is trying to give you some kind of breath. You inhale when there's a fire. They tell you to get low because the smoke is up there, but some people die from smoke inhalation because that ain't what you're supposed to be breathing. I remember when all that stuff was going on with anthrax. And it was like, check your mail and all that stuff because you don't want to breathe that in because everything trying to give you some kind of breath so it can cause an addiction. Are y'all hearing me? But if you stay submerged, listen to what I'm trying to say about submersion. If you keep it under the water, there's nothing else that can get in. No, you get it. Yeah, right. You get it? Y'all get it? If you keep your head under the water, ain't no other, I've never seen air go down into the water and then get, no, it don't do that. Because they don't have the power to do it. If you stay submerged, stay under. Are y'all hearing me? So now, this is living by the book. And I'm even going further than living by the book. The Bible is a story about you.
Yes, sir.
So let me go back to my first statement because I didn't get a chance to get back to it. But remember, I can always form an opinion from truth, but I can't always form truth from an opinion, right? So the goal is, and I was about to say this and I'm going to say this, the goal is to always find truth. John 14:6, right? Jesus says, I am the and the life, right? No man comes to the Father but by me, right? All right, so always find truth, but I'm going to take you to the next level. Always be. Say, I am truth.
I am truth.
Say it.
I am truth.
Now, anytime a lie come up, what's a lie? Where your body start acting a certain kind of way. Well, no, because that ain't what God made at the beginning. That's a lie. So now I say, what I'll say? No, say it.
I am truth.
So anytime anything and everything, listen, you should never receive, your reception is on the inside, not the outside. Your body don't make viruses.
Right.
So any virus that you catch, right? Like you catch a cold, that came from the
outside.
And now I got your inside acting all funny. Clogged up and whatever. Because that came from the
outside.
You wasn't designed like that from the
outside.
Inside.
Ooh, good.
So now, I am truth.
I am truth.
Yeah? Yeah. And everything else is a lie.
Yeah, everything else is a lie.
The only way a lie can become a real thing to you is if you connect your faith to it. If you begin to believe it, your bank account be lying to you sometimes. See, let me tell you something. Hey, listen, all this stuff on the outside. Y'all go check your bank account right now on your phone and whatever. But you got to do it from out here, right? It didn't come from the inside. It came from the outside. And these people are trying to tell you this is how much you're worth. But I am money. And I ain't talking about that green stuff with the president's face on it. I am currency. Feel that. I am currency. You know the root word of currency is current. It's a flow. I am the flow. Let me tell y'all something that you don't know yourself. Even when you go to work and you talking about you working for so much an hour and they giving you checks, that money is coming because of what you're doing.
Right. Yes, sir.
But now you don't even know you're bigger than that.
Wow.
Because
I am currency.
I am the flow. See, this word of God, this word of God is a story about you. The word of God, y'all looking at me? The word of God should do the same thing as the word of God when he said, let there be light. He didn't say, let us have light. He said, let there
be.
You gotta slow down and read what's going on. Get it? Then he formed us from the dust, then he breathed, and you became a living soul. What? And he said, I made you in my image and my. We forget who we are. We forget who we are because we take our lead from something else other than the lead. So everything on the outside, listen to him, I'm trying to teach you something. Everything on the outside has the capability to take you away from your inside. Listen. Can I take it real home with you? Look, even I'm on the outside. And if I ain't talking to you from the inside to your inside, it's a possibility that I can be an agent of the outside. My apostle told me years ago, he said this to the congregation. He said, listen to this. He said, I want to teach y'all so well, you know the word so well, that if I go off, you'll be able to know it. Ain't no preacher going to tell you that. So anything from the outside, right, can become an agent of taking you away from your inside if you don't pay attention. Now, what is all these outside things that you let make you feel some kind of way? All these outside influences, all these outside conversations, and all these outside feelings, and all these outside fiery darts. You just don't know. You just don't know who you are. If you would say that, if I told you to say that, how would you say it? You just don't know who you are. How would you say that? Oh, say it again? No, say it about yourself. Oh, you just don't know who I am. I just don't know who I am. I just say it. This is the only problem. That's it. Ain't no other problem in the world. Ain't no other problem. Sickness, disease, poverty, confusion, family stuff, whatever. Ain't no other problem. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. Look, ain't no problem. You should know the. And ain't no problem, y'all. Listen to me. You can't have a problem if you are the answer.
Right.
Say it, I am
the answer.
Say it again, I am
the answer.
Say it again, I am
the answer.
Now, when you approach this word of God with the I am mentality, right? Then it yields more because you're looking for you. The Lord told me this today. He said, You want to learn more when you go hear somebody minister or when you go to church? I'm going to teach you how to. Sometimes I sit in church. You ever say, I sit in church sometime. An apostle will say something, and I scream. I scream. I don't care. I scream because it hit me like that. And then I get to looking around like, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all didn't hear that? Y'all didn't hear what he just said? Or when he said that, that didn't click off something else in your heart? And so I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? Right? Like what is the problem? Right? My approach is a different thing. See, I come to church. Most people come to church with identity crisis. You came to church looking for an answer. And that sounds good, don't it? That sound, come on. We got your answers. If you need an answer, I got your answer, right? And I'm no distance. Somebody said that before, y'all don't tell them. I'm not trying to play nobody, all right? Because Google Gaga once again. And I understand being in ministry that sometimes you have to say things a certain way because people don't get it. Like sometimes they don't get it. But I'm seeing this thing flip a little bit. I'm gonna teach about witness in a minute, but I gotta get right here. But my approach is different. See, when I went to church yesterday and I went to service and I sat down, I didn't go looking for an answer. I went as the answer. I came to church as the answer. I walked in the service already knowing I got it. I didn't start singing to try to get you to think I could take. I'm already there. I am the level.
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm saying. It's not about being high-minded. Philippians 2:5 says talking about let this mind be in you. What does it mean? Let the mind be. It's already in you, but you got to let it be. Like, let it be. It's already, don't let it in. No, it's already in. You let it be, all right? Let this mind be. Then verse 7, it said, who being you the form. Say, I am the form. No, all right, now we're going to go a little further. Say, I am the form of God.
I am the form of God.
Now watch this. This is why you can say this. Because he said, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So in other words, Brother Gus, I did not think that I was taking something away from God by saying that I am him. Now, I already know Almighty. I know I'm not the creator because I remember when I got here. So I know I'm not the beginning and the end, but I'm connected to the beginning and the end, which means I'm the beginning and the end. Are y'all hearing me? But it's not robbery. Out of the same mouth, I said in my last class, I said again, out of the same mouth, we contradict ourselves. Can God run out?
No.
Huh? Can God ever have not enough?
No.
Can God end?
No.
So why is it that you feel like you can take glory from him? So we say give him the glory because we assume you don't want to take the glory. But I am the glory. See, your problem is this. Our problem, we are the answer. So we don't have no problem because I am the answer.
I am the answer.
See, that makes us nervous sometimes, but it don't make us nervous, right? Amen. But it makes a normal Christian nervous because they don't understand what they're saying. So because there's a separated conscience, ever since the beginning, I don't have time to go there again, but I'll say it again. Ever since he got them to eat from the tree, he told them that they were something that they already were.
Yes, sir.
But he got them to second guess, and they became double-minded. And that double-minded represents them eating off the double-minded tree, good and evil. There's a separation. It was never about good or evil. It was always about
life.
One thing, but because now we talking about good stuff and evil stuff when it's about, all right. So separated. Everybody say separated consciousness.
Separated.
Come on, say it again. Separated consciousness.
Separated.
So from that moment up until now, there's been identity crisis. Now it should have ended with Jesus, but because they didn't see Jesus and we didn't see Jesus, as Jesus was telling us who we were in Him and who He is in us, we missed it. So we were still separated. So now you come to church looking for an answer. I was talking to some young guys today, some little homeboys, and I said, well, you know, we start talking, and I do stuff like that. I talk to them, and I say, well, so I say it, and I won't give them the answer. I won't say the finish line, right? Like, I say the point, I say, so what? And they be like, some of them smart enough to wait. That's how I am with Apostle. Apostle said to me. He's like, so what am I saying? I be like, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? Smart. Sometimes I jump out there, jump out in the water, and then I just swim on back to the boat, all right? But I got this revelation today that if I'm talking to you and I give you an answer, right, then you'll have an answer, but it'll be my answer, which is why you can go to the car and forget what man of man you are. Which is why you can hear it, and it'll be powerful when you hear it. Like right now. This message right now, we in. Listen to what I'm saying. This message right now, we in. I'm about to change your mind so it can stamp home for you, okay? This message right now, if you come in looking for an answer, you think that Montreal gave you an answer. No, I just told you who you was. Wow. See, I know I'm great. I am great. You ain't got to tell me. I don't need nothing else. I don't need nobody else to pat me on the back. Hey, but you're great. I don't need it. Listen, don't send me no emails telling me how great I am, because I already know. All
right? Right.
But my greatness demands me to let you know you're great too.
Right.
Now, that's when you're truly great.
Right.
Get up there. I'm Reverend. Right. Reverend Dr. Montreal Thompson. Put me on the flyer. Put my name on top. No. Nobody don't care about that.
Right.
I don't care about none of that. You won't do that? Cool. You do what you're doing. When I get there, I'm going to tell you you're great.
Right.
And you better listen when I get there. That was Jesus' whole ministry.
Yes,
we missed him.
Yeah.
Y'all thought he was trying to give us some rules, or trying to tell us some things to do, or trying to give us some ways to work out what this life on earth is. No, he was telling you who you were. John 15:7 says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will and shall be done
to you.
The words, his words, have to live in you.
Yeah.
I ask myself today, what is the word made flesh? What that look like?
Right.
If the word made flesh, then what is this that I'm saying? You get it?
Yeah.
It's bigger than your jargon or your conversation or your right words. And those are a part of it, amen. But it can't stop there. So now what has happened is, you come looking for an answer, and you leave with an answer. All right, question. You ever came to church looking for an answer, got an answer, and went home, and it didn't work out like you wanted to?
Right.
Amen. Come on. Come on. I don't know. Yeah, hold on. When y'all say this stuff, look. God ain't up there talking about, don't y'all disrespect me.
Right.
Like, you know, don't y'all get in here and embarrass me. Now, God know already. He already know you came looking for an answer and you don't know who he made you to be.
Right.
He already know. So stop tripping. We've been taught. We're not worthy. Stop. Give it up. Quit, please. That's false humility. That's fake.
Yeah.
Quit. I'm going to slap you next time I see you down there. Get up. But you know you done came to church and got an answer and went home and took that answer back and it ain't work.
Right,
praying for your family member. You said, I got the answer now. You went back and told them. They was like, I ain't hear what you trying to say. Y'all know it's the truth. Because the truth. That's the goddamn truth. And then now your faith shattered. Now you're like, I don't know the word work. Lord, I know it. Am I not deep enough? Maybe I didn't pray. Now you condemn yourself. Oh, I need to take another dip. Am I really saved? Oh. Y'all know it's the truth, don't you? See, the truth is, most people are trying to say what Jesus said, and they're not saying what Jesus said. That's a little fast, huh?
Yes, sir.
See, most of the time we're saying what Jesus said, but we're not saying what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Can I only break it down to you?
Yes, sir.
Can I have your Bible right quick?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, be healed. Because
okay.
The Bible says so, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? So we're trying to say what Jesus said because it's read.
Right.
No, you free what Jesus said on the inside of you. It's a different speaking. It's a different conversation. Most of us are trying to show Jesus to people and not be Jesus to people. Most of us, and that's why people are not getting converted.
Because
they don't see the conversion. See, here's why Jesus, you want to understand something? Here's why Jesus had to come in the flesh. Because if Jesus doesn't come in the flesh, then we don't realize that our flesh can be changed. If Jesus doesn't come in the flesh, we don't realize that we can do it in the flesh. So now it's a literal conversion in front of you. Have you been converted? Yeah, so now you're... Have you been converted? All right, so now your conversation causes conversion. The root word of conversation is converse. That's change. But you got to know you to change. Say, I'm the change. You got to know you to change. You got to know you to answer. When you walk in, you know. Stop. Don't let no problems handle you no more because you the answer. You get me? So we've forgotten who we are. And the only reason we forget who we are because we don't go to this to see our identity. No. I'm back to the bag of strawberries and cream now. Strawberries and cream now, right? I'm back to strawberries and cream now. No. Now when I find out it is telling me who I really am, you ain't got to tell me to go look at it no more. You ain't got to put me on group me. Make sure I'm reading. It's a training, but you ain't got to do it no more now because I know the moment that I forgot who I was, I need to go revamp. Because it's telling you who you are. I am changed.
I am changed.
So I heard somebody sing the other day, and I used to sing the song a lot. And don't y'all cuss at me in your mind on none of this, all right? I was watching a church on TV, and the dude started singing, "I Need You Now." Y'all know the song. You know, I was singing all over the place with Apostle. It's a cool song. I got you now. Okay, but I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I know it's your jam, so let's do shit. Right? Here's what I'm saying. But then he gets to the end of the song. He started hollering. He said, "We need you right now, Lord. Come in and save the day. Come in and save our nation." Sound good, don't it? Come in, Lord, and swoop down and save our nation. And come in and save the... No, you save the day. What are you doing? Why are you up here on this stage yelling at the sky? You need to be doing something. Put the mic down to get in the street.
Yes, sir.
I said this story before. I said it in my last night. I said it again. Brother Hagin ministering to somebody. There's a demon in the corner yelling. It sounds like life, don't it? I teach you about life. I ain't got time to do it right now, but I teach you about life. That's why it's so noisy. Because you won't tell it to shut up. See, the other day I prayed a prayer and told the whole world to shut up. If you can't do, I can't do that. Tell me what? Who said I can't do it? You ain't got the authority to tell me I can't. So I told them all to shut up. Everything that don't sound like him, shut up. They're gonna start dying and stuff. Stuff gonna start shutting down and stuff. You mark my words. All in every system. I talked to all of them: the education system, the entertainment system, the medical field, the political system. I told them all. If it don't sound like Jesus, shut up. Jesus made them, the Lord made them go dumb, right. Talking crazy, shut their mouth up.
That's right. Yes, sir.
What was I talking about before that? What was I talking about before that? Demon. He made them make noise. Ah! So you can't really, you imagine if I'm talking to you, start yelling. Right? You want to slap me in the mouth, right? Like, why is he making noise, right? So here's Brother Hagin, he says, "God, tell that demon to be quiet." This is how we do, because we separated consciousness. Where's God? Okay, where else he's at, though? So you can't go to one and forget the other. He's above all and in all and through you all. All right? If you know he's above, but you don't know he's within, you're missing it. Right? If you think that he's within, but you don't know he's above, you're missing it. That's where high-mindedness comes from. Y'all got it? Everybody say balance.
Balance.
Come on, say it again. Say balance.
Balance.
Say it one more time. Say balance.
Balance.
The reason I got to stress so much of who you are and what's on the inside of you and who you are is because you just don't know that.
Right.
You got a firm grip of how almighty and powerful God is, but how almighty and powerful is God?
Right.
Are y'all hearing me? All right. Philippians 2:13 says, "God was working in you." That's your favorite scripture. 1 John 4:4. "Greater is he. You have overcome them, little children." Why? Because greater is he that is. Right? All right. He said, "God, tell the demon, shut up." God said, "I can't." He got the nerve to say, God, you must be wrong about that. He won't tell God. "No, God, you surely you mean you won't." No, he said, "I can't." He said, "You got to do it. You got to do that. You do it. You do it. Come say to the, you do it. Save my family.
You do it.
Now, the reason that you haven't been able to save your family, anybody got family members they want to save?
Yes.
Yeah, you can save them. I know Jesus saves you. Jesus saves you. See, it's a problem, Will, because what we do is we live a disconnected consciousness. So instead of stand up, you stand there, Sam, you stand there. We be trying to do this. Oh, hey, man, listen, Jesus really loves you, right? Now, I don't know how I'm saying it because I probably told him he's a sinner. So that don't sound like love. So what I'm initially saying is, hey, man, I don't love you that much, but Jesus really loves you. And so now we say, listen, I want you to meet my friend named Jesus, right? And want to do this. But he hasn't been acquainted. He's not acquainted enough to know really what Jesus is or what Jesus does. Even if I leave him there, he may not have a revelation to even pick it up yet. Right. Like he might, I don't know what's going on, right? And I'm not saying that he couldn't get it because he can get it if he wants. God can do what he wants. But we messing up by trying to introduce him to Jesus. Then put your arms on my shoulder. Then introducing him to Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
He gonna meet Jesus in me.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
And then when he meet Jesus in me, that's the conversion.
Yes, sir.
That's the change.
Yes.
You the light. Thank y'all. You the light. I am the light, said.
I am the light.
He said he lighted every man that entered into the world. That's John 1. That means you got the light. That means you are the light. Come on, say, I am the light.
All right,
so here's what I'm going to say. This, I got 15 seconds. Here's what I'm going to tell y'all. Your study time in this now is continually telling you who you are. Are y'all listening to me? And so now, the next time a problem come up, what do you say?
I am the answer.
You ain't got no time? I am the answer. No. Confusion come up. I am clear.
I am clear.
Whether you like it or not, you clear. It's just about what you realizing that you clear. Well, I don't know where we're going to pay this. I am currency.
I am currency.
All right. Now, I want to say this on the Metallica, but say, I am the answer.
I am the answer.
I don't want you go looking for no answer from nobody. All right. Anytime you approach them, I got to say something. I'm sorry, but I got to. Anytime you approach another, right, the man of God will have your answer in his mouth because he begins to speak you.
That's right. I agree.
I got to back out the room on that one. See, listen. So, I get in trouble. Y'all see I'm walking out, right? So I'm just walking slow. All right, so what's happening is because you are the answer, right? Whenever someone ministers you like I'm doing right now, all I'm doing is increasing your answership.
I am the answer.
Are you conscious of the answer that you already are? Are y'all hearing that?